Yo, welcome to the Hibachi 420 podcast. I'm your host, Podcast Man 420. And, well, I know it's been a little minute, but we're going to skip right past that and get into it. Today, we're going to have a dope-ass little conversation. You know what I'm saying? This conversation kind of travels throughout the generations, right? Because nowadays, it's hard to do certain things when it comes to relationships and not being in relationships, right? Like, it's so many stages today, right? It's the talking stage, the flirting stage, and it's the fucking stage. You know what I mean? It's the friend zone. Like, it's levels to it nowadays, and it's kind of confusing. You feel me? Like, dating today, talking today, is not like it was back in the day. You feel me? Back in the day, they knew what it was. You feel me? It was either you was a pimp or you was a simp. You know what I mean? Nowadays, it's pimps, simps, players, and a whole bunch of other shit. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers just getting lucky. You feel me? But today, we just want to talk about friends with benefits and then this best friend role that a lot of people claim that they have. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people don't know that the best friend role travels beyond the friend with benefits. You know what I'm saying? Like, a best friend role could not even have benefits. You know what I'm saying? But just that person that you talk to about everything, right? Every relationship you're in, every situationship, every person you come in contact with, they know about it. You know what I'm saying? They know about it. Like, but the friends with benefits is, y'all should know that y'all friends with benefits. Y'all should know that it's not going to travel. That one of y'all doesn't want it to travel beyond the friend with benefits stage. Somebody, eventually that conversation has to be had. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to talk about that a bit because, you know, it's a bit tedious today. You feel me? So many people getting heartbroken or feel like they got a broken heart simply because some things didn't work out. You know what I'm saying? You fucking somebody and you think it's going to travel beyond that and it doesn't. You know what I mean? It doesn't sometimes. Sometimes it's not supposed to. You feel me? Sometimes it's like this, right? Some people go for who likes them and not who they like, right? So, for instance, the dude or the shorty, the guy or the girl might have a crush on you, right? And you up here like, they not my type. You know, I could never see myself with them. I could never see myself doing anything with them. And, well, that's the only options you have. You know what I'm saying? You out here looking for somebody like you, and they already like you for you. They're trying to figure out who you are to see if they like you more than what they already are appealed to. And a lot of the times, we shut that down. You know, you like me, that's cool. I appreciate the thought, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, you're not in my category. You feel me? You're not in the upper echelons like I'm in the upper echelons. You know what I'm saying? You down below, you know what I mean? Right? For some people, that's how it be. But for some people, for others, they like, yo, look, you like me? Well, what's up? Like, come on, we going to see how this works out. We're going to see how this works out. And it wind up working out better. You know what I'm saying? Because they realize that, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes the person that likes you, you might actually like them too. You feel me? But you never seen them like that. You know, you never paid attention to their existence like that. Because maybe they were just like trying to not put themselves out there. They were hoping that if you were looking, you would look their direction. You know what I mean? Like you out here like, man, I wish I had a shorty. Like, I wish I had a shorty. But every shorty you walk past, you don't speak to at all. You know what I mean? You don't speak to at all. So now a lot of females are like, yo, is he really looking? Like, nah, he must got somebody. They must got somebody. Nah, it's just that a lot of the times, every day, some people, a lot of people get fed up with looking for situations. We get tired. They get tired of seeing if they're friend compatible, seeing if they're relationship compatible. A lot nowadays, people feel like if it comes to them, it comes to them. You know what I mean? Like I'll find it when I'm looking for it. But if I'm not looking for it, I don't expect to find it. Right? Oh, someone can come up to me. Oh my God, you are so handsome. You are so beautiful. Oh, I enjoy you. And the only thing you thinking is, oh, that's nice. You feel me? You looking at them up and down like, I hit it, but I don't know if I would stay with it. Right? I hit it, but I don't know if I can stay with it. And that's where sometimes we fall off, because instead of saying that, we thinking it, right? We thinking, all right, I'm going to just go for it just to hit. I'm going to go for it just to hit. If you tell them that that's what you want to do, right? Yo, look, before I take this car off the lot, I would like to test drive it. You'll be surprised at the responses you get. Some people, a lot of people who are sexually active already think that way. Like, yo, I don't want to fuck with this person and then the sex is whack and now I'm stuck with them. So I got to see what the sex is like first before I get with them. Right? I got to see what the sex is like first before I get with them. Now, it don't mean, you know, you having sex with everybody to see if you get in a relationship with everybody. Because before you even have sex with some people, you can tell, yo, this is not going to be a relationship. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to be a relationship and you can't tame me sexually. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have what it takes to do this. You don't have what it takes to do that. Right? So then they put them in the friend zone. Right? And then people start calling each other best friends. Right? Then people start calling each other best friends. Now, the reason you should be calling this person best friend is because they know you. Not because you fucking them, but because they know you, right? They can tell you about yourself when you're acting not like you normally do, right? When you act how you act outside of a relationship and they see that, then you get into a relationship and they see that you're acting differently than the way you were outside of a relationship, right? Not just towards them, but towards other things as well, right? Like, they'll be like, yo, you taking off of work more because you got a relationship now. Don't think that they're telling you, yo, you should leave that relationship. No, they're telling you, yo, you got a relationship now, but you still got responsibilities. You know what I mean? You was on point. Now let's continue being on point, but just add someone else to your time too. It's not hard. You know what I'm saying? And for some people who are real best friends, right? Sometimes they would know when you take your space, right? When you take your space and you say, hey, look, you know, you got a relationship now, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got time for friends like that. And I understand that. You feel me? So I'm cool with us, you know, talking and texting every day, every couple days, right? I'm cool with that. But at the same time, you got a relationship. So I got to make sure that you got time for your partner. So go ahead and spend time with your partner. And I'm going to see you on the weekends now. You know what I'm saying? I see you probably every 3 weekends, every 2 weekends. You know what I'm saying? Twice a month. But We still should not fall off with conversation, right? That's the best friend rule. You still should not fall off with conversation. Now, regardless in life, yes, sometimes we always fall off with people, right? We might have 2 weeks, a week, you know what I'm saying? A month, 2 months, right? Of not talking to somebody, right? But it shouldn't go beyond that, right? You shouldn't go beyond that when it comes to communicating with them, right? Because you want to make sure that they're all right, just like they made sure you were okay. The best friend rule doesn't just go one way, all right? It's not just one way, you feel me? It's not fucking and all that extra shit, right? Yes, you can have a best friend, somebody you rely on, and be fucking them, right? they're not your best friend because you're fucking them. They're your best friend because you rely on them. They're your friend with benefits because you're fucking them, right? And that'd be the difference, right? The friend with benefits don't know shit except the fact that they are the friend with benefits, right? That's the only thing they know. If you in a relationship, they won't know, right? If you got other friends, you got plans this week, they won't know. They're your friends with benefits. They know strictly when you're available for sex, and that should be all. That's your friend with benefits, right? That's where we gotta get up to the talking stage and all that extra shit. We gotta get past all that fucking shit, right? There's too many fucking stages nowadays, right? Either you're fucking, you're not fucking, you're dating, you're not dating, you're friends, or you're not friends. Alright, that's the way the fucking cookie crumbles. Alright? That's the way the cookie should fucking crumble. Because we all need somebody to talk to. Right? We all need somebody to talk to. We all need somebody to talk to sexually. Right? Somebody to get those sexual thoughts out of our head, right? Oh man, what if this? What if that? What if this? What if that? What if I got folded like a pretzel? Yeah. We need those talks. We need those talks. Those talks keep us from doing the shit every fucking day. They stop us from fucking just being out in public and masturbating in front of people because we're fucking horny. You know what I'm saying? It gets those thoughts out. It gets the, damn, well, and I can do it when I get home. You know what I mean? I can do it when I get home. Otherwise, you're going to be out and about and see all these fucking sexy people. And now your fucking hormones are raging simply because you holding out. Don't deprive yourself. Don't cheat yourself. Treat yourself. You know what I mean? Don't cheat yourself. Treat yourself. Get out here and get some. You feel what I'm saying? Get out here and get some. That don't mean that the person that you confide in as your best friend or your friend, that you should go fuck them. No, that's not what I'm saying, right? That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is sometimes these should be two different people. Majority of the time, these should be two different people. Because when people are fucking and they're talking, like, you know what I mean? Like telling each other everything. Sometimes you two will hold each other back from your next situationship, your next relationship. You know what I'm saying? Oh, no, you shouldn't worry about that. These bitches is going to come forever, da-da-da. But this pussy going to be here. This pussy is here. This pussy is here right now. Now you tied up. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, you can go out here and fuck with boy because he rich. You can go out here and fuck with boy because he got a big dick. But look, this dick making you come. This dick making you squirt. You know what I'm saying? Boom, boom, boom. Like, now y'all both holding each other back from seeing what's out there. Now both of y'all like, you know what, fuck it, I might as well stay right here. I'm happy sexually. We have great conversations, but y'all don't know what it's like to really be with each other. Y'all don't know what it's like to really sit there and be like, see each other, you know what I'm saying? Not look at other people. It's hard to do that, you know what I'm saying? Because in a relationship, everybody should feel like everybody should feel like they have an opportunity to lose that person, right? And they don't want to. That's how the relationship should feel, right? And in some cases, sometimes the friend with benefits, the best friend may feel like that. Yo, I don't want to lose this person. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to lose this person. We got a good thing going. Cool. You don't want to fuck it up. All right, straight, right? But at the end of the day, if you don't want to fuck it up and you want to keep it like that, and you got to keep yourself together. You got to keep playing the roles that you are playing, right? Any other niggas or bitches come into play, you got to shut them the fuck out. Yo, look, I'm cool. Not right now. I'm gonna miss some shit right now. You know what I'm saying? I'll let you know what's up. You feel me? But now you got to give all of the rest of them, right? All the extra time and shit. Right? And you got to give them all the extra time. Boom. Before you was giving bitches 2 weeks to sit up here and figure out if you was the one. Now you like, look, bitch, you can take a month. I don't give a fuck. You can fuck with as many niggas as you want. I'm not worried about you. I'm not trying to get the pussy because I'm already getting pussy. Right? But then it comes to the point where sometimes we could already be getting it, But we meet somebody new and we want that. We want to see if that's better than what we got. We want to see if that's like what we got. We want to see if we can do it just simply because we want to see if we can do it. We feel like we got the option. So now we're going to open that door. Right? Now we're going to open that door. And to open that door sometimes, it's a lot of fucking effort. It's a lot of effort to open that fucking door. And it takes more effort to close one. Right? It takes more effort to close one. Because closing the door may mean a lot of different things, right? Motherfuckers may cry. Motherfuckers may smile. Motherfuckers may say some real shocking shit to you. You know what I mean? Say some real shocking shit to you. You wouldn't believe what's going on the whole time y'all was fucking around. But it get like that. You know what I'm saying? It get like that. You gotta figure out your path. No. Yo, look. This is what it is. Right? We're friends with benefits. I don't want it to turn into a relationship. You know what I'm saying? But if it does, then we have to have this talk. You feel me? We have to have this talk. But before we become a situationship, most likely, we have to go from friends with benefits to being friends. Right? Like, yeah, we were friends with benefits. Doesn't mean we're fucking friends. Right? The only time we contact each other is just to fuck each other. Just to talk shit to each other. Oh, shit, you horny? I'm horny, too. You know what I mean? Is you horny? I'm horny, too. That's the only thing y'all really talking about is friends with benefits. Y'all not really talking about what's going on at work. How's work? How's the home life? How's the family? You're not talking like that with your friend with benefits. And if you are, y'all together. Y'all fucking together. Right? Y'all the fuck together. But in general, you know what I'm saying? In today's time, yeah, we got to get this shit out the fucking air. All right? And then the talking stage shit. All that extra shit, you know what I'm saying? The I'm fucking somebody, I'm talking to somebody, and then once me and them start talking and fucking, now I gotta stop fucking them. Yo, if you going to sit up here and entertain them and make them think they got a chance to fuck, stop fucking them. You feel what I'm saying? You stop fucking number one because you giving number two a chance. Yes. Yes, that's when you stop fucking number one. You don't stop fucking number one because now you're fucking number two. No, 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 no. You gotta cut the shit short. Let them know, yo, look, I met somebody and we talking now. I gotta stop fucking you because if I don't stop fucking you, then shit gonna get all tangled up. I'm not gonna be able to tell a difference between my lust and my love. Because for a lot of people, that's hard as fuck to do. Is tell a difference between lust and love. They be so hung up. Oh my God. They are so this. They are so that. Like when they do this, it makes me feel like this. It makes me feel like that. But if you met them with your eyes closed, would you still be as attracted to them? That's a question that you always need to ask yourself. Right? Y'all feel like, oh no, this person is so attractive, the way they dress, the way they look, this, that, and the third. Well, if you met them with your eyes closed and you had your eyes closed for a whole 2 weeks around them, could you still be around them? Could you be around their laugh? Could you be around their jokes? Could you be around the way that they explain things to you? Like, if you cut out the sex, what do you have? Right? What do you have? So, you know what I'm saying? With that being said, y'all know the vibes. You stay hydrated, you stay high. Don't be out here treating your friends with benefits like they more, okay? If y'all want a relationship, go get one. But don't treat your friend with benefits like they owe you something, okay? Because the only thing they owe you is sex. If you ain't getting it, if you ain't coming with your friends with benefits, get a new friend with benefits, okay? If they don't make you come, if they don't make you feel like you want to smoke a cigarette after or smoke a blunt after sex, you need a new friend with benefits. All right. And on that note, y'all, check out the merchandise. Hibachi.com is available. All right. Check out the merchandise. And remember, y'all, we on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Anchor.fm. Check it out. All right. Subscribe to all platforms. All right. Subscribe to all platforms. And cop the merchandise, y'all. We need, you know what I'm saying? I need to see y'all rocking the Hibachi merch. You feel me? I need to see y'all rocking the Hibachi merch. But y'all know the vibes, yo. You stay hydrated, you stay high. Always keep a bottle of water by your side. Stay high, everyone. You feel me?